you know, most certainly we wanted to stay in the cup, obviously. We would have taken anything here. Obviously, a win would be brilliant, but we got a draw out of it. But we have a hell of a lot of work ahead of us on Wednesday night to try and get over the line.
Yeah, a fairly demanding game down there against the intermediate champions for the last 4 years.
Yeah, Avondale are a very, very decent side, and will be very decent on Wednesday. They were short a couple of lads there through suspension and unavailability, who were back during the week. So they'll be stronger again on Wednesday, and we'll have no fear of going to Ballybofey. But look, we're still in it, and you know it'll be tight. It'll be tight on Wednesday without a shadow of a doubt, like, you know. But we came down here to stay in the cup, and at least we've done that part.
Well, did you go down with a defensive mind? But if you did, you still took the lead through Michael Funston at the start of the second half?
No, not particularly, no. We went out of formation that we felt could go and win the game. We didn't set back. We took the game to them. But physically, they're a very big side. Yeah, we went ahead and actually were comfortable for the next 10 minutes. We possibly could have got a second to kill the game. But Avondale scored a very decent corner kick at the near post, and that's what they're very strong at. They're physically very strong at corner kicks, free kicks, and unfortunately we paid a price with the concession of an equaliser.
Yeah, and overall one would suggest that you know, you did a fair bit of attacking, because their goalkeeper, Daniel O'Leary, was declared man of the match.
Well, really, it was the fact that when we went 1-0 up, they had to come out, and they left gaps. At that, the key of it was to score first, which we did, and then they had to come at us. But like at nil all, they sat back, and really we couldn't get in behind them then. And I'm sure in Ballybofey we'll find it very difficult to break them down, and then they rely on corner kicks and free kicks to do the damage at the other end.
Mm-hmm. So are they set up as a defensive outfit?
Not particularly, no. They're big, strong, physical, fit lads with a few decent ball players. Defensively they're strong. They sit in and try and hit you on the break a lot of the time. When we went 1-0 up, they had to come out and left gaps in the back, and that's really where we got the joy. But as soon as we got the equaliser, you know, they close up shop again, and they're decent miles. You know, it was a good route for us today down here, to be fair.
Any injuries, and will you have any players back on Wednesday?
Thomas McMonagall had to come off injured in the first half, and I would say he'll struggle to be fit for Wednesday. Jamie McNulty and Sean McCarron have served their suspension and become available again. There's a lot of sore bodies on the bus here now, to be fair. But it was a very physical game with the heat, with hard pitch, and the physical nature that Avondale are. There's a lot of lads nursing wounds, but please God, they'll be okay for Wednesday night.
And in general, from the club's point of view, they'll be delighted to get this replay, because you've been on the road continuously for a number of weeks now, so a big crowd at Finn Park would be nice on Wednesday.
Yeah, please God. I mean, the committee has done mighty work to get us all around the country all season, in particular in the last month. So at least there'll be a home game on Wednesday night, but it'll be a serious battle again on Wednesday night, I'm sure.
Well, there's a place in the semi-final at stake.
Yeah. You know, of course, it's a big, big prize for whatever comes out of it, but it'll be difficult. We haven't played all that well at home in recent weeks. We've actually been better nearly on the road, and we've got to get that mindset out of our heads and go and approach this game, you know, with the professionalism it deserves. But they're decent, Avondale, as I said a number of times, and we'll take a fair beating, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what time the replay begins at?
8:00 on Wednesday night, Miles, in Finn Park.
Okay, well, Ollie, well done today. Congratulations, good result, and it keeps Harps in the cup. They'll be in the draw. Will the draw be made before Wednesday?
I haven't a clue, Miles. I don't think anyone in the club is looking any further than Avondale, and I have no idea when the draw is.
A semi-final against Derry City would be nice, if Derry can beat Drogheda United.
Well, Miles, to be fair, if we get over Avondale, you know, it'll be a huge success, and I don't think anyone is looking, you know, to be fair to the lads there, they know what they're going to be facing on Wednesday, having faced a serious side there today. This is as good an intermediate side that I've seen, and you will take a very good performance on Wednesday to put them away.